DW, learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the third episode of our Crime Fighters series, Sweeping Up Likalongo. A terrible accident has just taken place in the African town of Likalongo. There's been a landslide at a dumping site nicknamed Zikoso. The inhabitants are devastated, not only because of the material damage, but because the death toll has risen to 27, with 11 injured and about 30 displaced people. Many people who were living here have had to leave after their homes were buried under the waste. Now, destitute people are gathering in front of the town hall and attention is rising. The situation isn't great at Matilda and Randolph Sanoso Eco Agency either. There's been no sign of their colleague Timothy since the accident 3 days ago. At the beginning of this episode called Waste Kills, let's join Randolph, Rama and Matilda as they are out collecting garbage this morning.
It's good that you finally agreed to collect garbage again this morning, Randolph.
You sound as if you gave us a choice, Matilda.
I agree with Randolph. The customers know that this is a disastrous week for Likalongo with the landslide at Zikoso. We collected garbage on Monday, the day before the landslide. That should be enough.
You too, Rama? Are you ganging up on me?
No one's ganging up on you, Matilda. You just need to understand how worried we are, that's all.
We committed to collecting garbage 3 times a week. We didn't on Wednesday because of the landslide. That's why we have to do it this Friday.
What about Timothy? We still don't know where he is.
Rama's right. We haven't heard from Timothy for 3 days now. We should keep searching for him instead of collecting garbage. We should go to places where he likes to hang out when he has money.
Come on, Randolph. Stop kidding yourself. Timothy might well be one of the ones who died in the landslide. The authorities asked us all to go and look at the bodies in the morgue in case we recognize the victims. You just went to see injured people at the hospital, and when you didn't find Timothy there, you just told yourself he must be okay. It's obvious you don't care about him. But he's like a brother to me. You know, he hangs out at the dump all the time. He could well have been there when the landslide happened.
Rama, please.
Okay, then. Let's go to the morgue. Once we've made sure that Timothy is okay, we'll be able to continue our work.
Relations are not great at the Sanoso Eco Agency right now. Will the three friends be able to track Timothy down? Rosa Nabiso was at Zikoso right after the accident. Let's join her at her workplace to find out what she's planning to do next.
Yes, come in, please.
Hello, Anthony. Do you have a minute?
Ah, my favorite blogger. Come in, Rosa.
Flattery will get you nowhere. I only share what I know.
I'm serious. You make us think about our lack of concern regarding the environment in Likalongo, for example. The landslide at Zikoso has proved you're right. A disaster like this makes it clear that we really have to change our attitudes to waste production.
Okay. I see you're beginning to understand my point of view. Good. So you'll agree to what I came in here to ask you.
Anything you like, Rosa.
I'm going to take you literally, Anthony. I need your plot of land in Sanoso. The one you don't have any plans for.
What? I hope you're joking. What do you want to do there?
I want you to lend it to my friends from the Sanoso Eco Agency. They can't go on sorting their customers' waste at the Zikoso dumping site after this landslide. It's too dangerous. They need a new place to work.
Rosa, I've just fenced that land off. And now you want to transform it into a dump?
Don't be stupid. They will sort the waste in an organized manner. I told you, they sort waste to set aside stuff that can be reused. They sell it to wholesalers and it gets recycled.
Yes, but I wanted to use the land.
They'll also be able to retrieve organic waste to make compost. It can be used for agriculture here in town and elsewhere. And their partners will take them more seriously if they have an official location. Above all, they will have the space they need to make and sell utilitarian objects. That way the population will see that the stuff we throw away isn't necessarily useless.
Rosa, they should ask the town hall. Not a poor citizen who has a hard enough time just earning a living.
Don't be selfish. You've already got a house. And you're not even using that plot of land. It would only be a temporary arrangement. As soon as they have enough money, they'll find their own place. And you'll be contributing to a project that serves the whole community.
Wow, Rosa. You're really committed to this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think about it, okay?
Rosa is determined to help the Sanoso Eco Agency. Will she be able to persuade her colleague Anthony to join her? We'll find out soon. For the moment, let's check out the squatters and displaced families who are protesting outside the town hall after the Zukoso accident. The municipal councillors, Godfrey and Paula, are watching the angry crowd from an open window in Paula's office on the first floor.
The mayor is responsible for the landslide.
Look, Paula, there are even more people today.
Yes, and they don't look happy.
The town hall of Likalongo has never been interested in the people of Sanoso.
Yes.
When I bought land in this district, the Zukoso dump didn't exist. It was a good place to live. But then people started dumping their garbage there, and it became a mountain of waste. And the town hall didn't do a thing.
Yes, they were just there.
Admit your responsibility, Mr. Mayor.
The mayor is responsible for the Zukoso landslide.
Nonsense.
The mayor must go. The mayor must go. The mayor must go.
I'm a squatter at Zukoso, and I earn my living selling objects I find on the dump. I lived in a tiny room, and tax officials from the town hall were always taking money from me. Now the town hall is refusing to rehouse me. We have been sleeping rough for the past 3 days while the mayor goes back to his warm home every night.
Mr. Mayor, rehouse the victims.
Rehouse the victims.
Come on, Godfrey. It's time to tell them to calm down.
Okay. Give me the megaphone. Hello, everyone.
We want to see the mayor, not his deputy in charge of public health.
In charge of poor health, you mean?
Will you listen to us for a moment, please?
Wait, please, let me through. I also want to speak.
Great. Another important speaker. I give up.
Go on, Randolph. People will listen to you. Tell us what you think.
My partners from the Sanoso Eco Agency and I are in mourning. We've just come back from the morgue where we identified Timothy's body.
What? What? Timothy was one of the victims.
If you live in Sanoso, you'll know Timothy. He would hang out at Zukoso, just like Rama and me. When we started sorting our customers' garbage at the foot of the dump, I tried to persuade Timothy not to climb up and rummage through the waste to find objects to sell on, but he kept on going back. And he was there when the accident happened. It's taken us 3 days to find out he was dead. That dump cost him his life.
Mr. Mayor, no more dead. No more dead.
No more dead. No more dead. No more dead.
Godfrey, let's close the window. I need to talk to you privately.
Okay.
No more dead.
Are you thinking the same as me?
Paola, if you're thinking that Randolph has just identified himself as the person responsible for the accident and the deaths, then yes, I am thinking the same as you. I've heard about him and his waste disposal business. It's perfect.
Okay. So we can tell the mayor that we have a plan and the situation is under control.
How could Randolph be responsible for the landslide at Zukoso? Are Godfrey Toso and Paula Ofosu, who work for the town hall at Likalongo, constructing this argument to turn Randolph into a scapegoat? That would be grotesque. And will Anthony agree to lend his plot of land to the Sanoso Eco Agency? Find out in the next episode of our series. In the meantime, if you want to listen to today's episode again or any previous ones, visit our website at dw.com/crimefighters. You can also catch up with us at our DW Africa Facebook page. Bye for now.